free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Habits expert and New York Times best-selling author James Clear says one of the keys to a successful morning is finding a sacred space to prioritize your day. Clear is author of Atomic Habits, an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. He was on CBS This Morning and talks about some of the things that can be done to help you have a good morning routine.
You know, there is no one morning routine, right, that like successful people follow. It could involve meditation, it could involve exercise, it could involve writing down your to-do list and prioritizing your tasks for the day. There's no one single thing that people do. But I think that if you look at people who set their day up for success, one thing that they do have, no matter whether it's at home or at work, is some kind of sacred space to prioritize the day, to think about what do I need to get done today, what's going to set this day up for success, and they have that time kind of carved out.
And Clear reminds us,
a good morning starts the night before, because often, and this is especially true for parents, right? Like, you can have the best idea in the world for your morning routine, but your four-year-old doesn't care. They'll come in and derail everything. For many families, getting out the door feels like this race just to get to school or get things going in the morning. And if you can prioritize some of those things the night before, whether it's coming up with your to-do list for the next day, or making lunches for the kids at school, things like that, the more that you can get done the night before, the more you can set yourself up for success.
And finally, Texas A&M will shut down on Thursday for the burial of George H.W. Bush. The university says all non-essential personnel at the College Station campus should avoid the area because of the funeral procession. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Always honored to have you tuned and program. I love doing this how the world works type stuff. I do. This is, again, if you're new to this program, this is not a buy, sell, and hold program. We don't do that. You want to go lose money, go listen to one of those idiotic programs, because that's just what they are. Utter idiocy on the air, whether it be television or radio. We're here to explain to you how you can understand the world, how you can understand money, how you should be handling your money, and how to avoid all the crooks and charlatans that are out there. When I started off the program, I pretty much just beat on charlatans and pointed out fraud. And I said, you know what, it might be better that I actually... almost college professor this thing, except make it more fun. and try to get people to understand how money works, how business works, and how you too can understand it and avoid being another one of those greater fools that we talk about all the time. I want to talk a little bit about one of the big stories from this past week. General Motors and the layoffs. First and foremost, I called it. I called it. I wrote a column, 9 years ago, entitled The Chevy Illogic, where I broke down the Chevy Volt mathematically and explained that this car was going to fail. This car was a joke. This car was stupid. It didn't make any sense mathematically. And I was right. I was right. Again, was it to be a genius? All you need to do is you start looking at when the government gets behind something and they start subsidizing something. If they need to subsidize it, it can't make it on its own. So they decided, GM decided to get rid of the Chevy Volt, the Chevy Cruze, the Cadillac CT6, which, again, I find fascinating. The car is nice looking on the outside. They spent a fortune marketing the thing. It's like the featured car for Ray Donovan on the television show on Showtime. And, you know, they paid to do that. But obviously it wasn't selling. And all of these things that they're looking to get rid of, and I get it. People are not buying as many cars anymore. You can take a look around, and you can see that. I offered this up before. I said, you know, when you're in your car, try to spot an American sedan. No way. And it is fascinating if you think about it. You go back to the 1960s, the 1970s, the 1980s. It was rare that you would see a BMW or a Mercedes. Now they're everywhere. They are everywhere. And they put their product out and they price it. They got lower level cars right now as far as entry level. And people buy them. But the reality is that most of what I see out there are SUVs and crossovers. Again, I don't understand crossover. I don't get it. Again, I love to drive cars. I like to be low to the ground, but that's just me. But this is what the market is dictating right now. And it's what it's been doing for a while. Now, General Motors has got to make adjustments. And granted, many of the cars that General Motors has been forced to make over the years are cars, and not just General Motors, Ford and Chrysler as well, cars they had to make in order to meet CAFE standards. Cars that you have to make that you're not going to make a dime on. Again, for all of you small business owners out there, not even anybody out there, imagine being in a business where the government tells you you have to make a product and sell that product, and you're not going to make any money on that product. That's frustrating. Don't you think that'd be frustrating? Well, yeah. Yeah, that's what the automakers have to do because of the CAFE standards. Granted, Donald Trump has lowered those standards, and kudos to him. But I think about this for a second. I say, you look at cars like this Ford, the Ford Fiesta. Here's a tip. Here's one to grow on from Markowski. Never buy a car that you can bench press. You ever see the tires on that thing? They make mountain bikes with bigger tires. Anyway. So, General Motors makes the announcement. They're shutting down some plants. One of the plants happens to be in Canada. Also plants here in the United States. Donald Trump gets upset. How dare they do that? Got Mary Barra on the phone. Said, you know what? I love Ohio. And I'm paraphrasing. And you better get that plant open in Ohio. And he's talking about moving plants back to the United States. again, this is rhetoric. It is. What do you think Cadillac is going to move plants back from China to the United States? Do you think that those cars that are made in China are sold in the United States? No. Do you know that General Motors' biggest market is not the United States? It's China. General Motors sells more cars in China than it does here. That Cadillac CT6 that they canceled, that they were building in the Canadian plant, that's a big seller in China. They're going to continue to make it there and sell it for that market. The Chinese people love American cars. You know, it's funny, too, and I noticed this past summer. I saw more American cars and sedans on the road in Europe than I did here in the United States. More on the road in Europe. I couldn't believe. I was shocked. The amount of Fords I saw in London. Cars. I don't know that. Never seen the cars before, but they were Fords. I have a sinking suspicion that those cars are not made here in the United States. They're probably made there. So, what does Trump do? Picks a fight with General Motors. Now, he's got a point when it comes to the bailout money. We shouldn't have bailed out the automakers in the first place. That was a problem. That started with George W. George W., the so-called Republican that loves big government, decided to step in and help out the automakers. Barack Obama followed suit. And here we have the American taxpayers bailing out the automakers. We lost, as taxpayers, over $11 billion on the General Motors bailout. Over $11 billion. Would have been fine to let it fail. Would have been fine. What, do you think nobody would have bought up Cadillac? What? You don't think that the brands that sold well, you don't think that they would do well? See, cars are going to still be sold. And right now, I'm going to be honest with you, there are not a ton of cars being sold and trucks being sold right now. That's the reality. The market has changed. Are we still making cars here in America? Yeah. But it might not be GM. It might not be Ford. It might not be, again, Chrysler is a part of Fiat, Italian company. I went through this past week. And I actually took a look. I took a look at the amount of plants, auto plants around the country. Toyota, Volkswagen, Mercedes, BMW. Cars are being made in America. BMW announced this past week that they're looking to open another plant here in the United States. The BMW plant in South Carolina is about to ready to roll out an SUV that, again, it's not only going to be sold here in America, they're going to be also selling it in Europe, yet it's being made here, their new X7 SUV. Mazda 2021 is going to be opening up a plant here in the United States. Cars are being made. They're always going to be made. America is a great place to manufacture stuff, to make stuff. Why do you think all these foreign car manufacturers are making things here? We talked about Germany and their high energy costs and how expensive it is to run a plant over there versus over here. Stay out of the free market. I want to explain something to everyone. And again, this may sound foreign to many people. Failure is okay. You know that when businesses fail, it's good for our economy. Yeah. When businesses fail, it's good for our economy. It's good for we, the consumer. It is. Why? Well, other companies will learn from their mistakes. Other companies will learn from their mistakes and they'll go out and they'll do better. Think about it in terms of restaurants. This is an analogy is put forth by Nicholas Nassim Taleb. Imagine if restaurants weren't allowed to fail. How crappy would restaurants be in the United States? It would be disgusting, Soviet-style restaurants with awful food and awful service. The restaurant business is a difficult business where it is very easy to fail. Little margin for error. That's why you better do a damn good job, and you better keep your clientele, and you better make people happy, or you're going to go under. Isn't that good for us as consumers? Isn't that great for the overall economy? Yes, it is. You think about the heyday of car manufacturers here in the United States when there were a lot more than Ford and General Motors and Dodge. They were competing against one another. Some made it, some didn't. You cannot step into the free market. Let me ask you a question. I just out of curiosity, people argue, talk about this all the time. Is it an American car if it's made here? Let me ask you a question. If you're buying a car, you're buying a BMW made with American hands in an American plant paying American taxes. Is it a German car or is it an American car? You tell me. Anyway, got to take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Mike Hewitt here. They reported that Trump had children in cages, but failed to mention Obama's administration built those cages, and Trump actually greatly reduced the numbers. They reported that Trump used pepper spray to repel violent border crossers, but failed to mention Obama used more pepper spray on even more violent illegal border crossers. If nearly everything they report is negative, while ignoring the negative of those they support, are we obligated to continue to identify them as news sources, legitimate reporters, journalists? Truly, where does it stop? What if we all, and I do mean all, both sides, demanded truth under the threat of changing the channel or turning them off entirely? Would they actually report the facts and not their hopes and opinions? In other words, is their lust for money stronger than their ideology? Find the Mike Hewitt Show on Facebook and tell us what you think.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
We'll
bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, you are. Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. It's always an honor to have you tuned in to the program. One more quick bit when it comes to this whole General Motors story and Trump getting involved and rah, rah, good for Trump and look what he's done. Donald Trump also threatened to take away the subsidies for electric vehicles. I don't even know. What other electric vehicle, I don't even know, does General Motors make? Isn't that what the Chevy Volt is? Isn't that the electric car? I mean, maybe they're planning on rolling out more. Threatened to take away their subsidy for electric vehicles. President Trump, why don't you do us all a favor and eliminate electric vehicle subsidies for all cars? For all cars. I am sick and damn tired for paying for someone else's car. I don't expect the taxpayer to help me pay for my automobiles. What, because you're buying an electric car, I have to help pay for it? Oh, we're going to encourage people to buy. No. If the car is a good car, it doesn't need any encouragement. People will build it. Ah, build a better mousetrap. People will beat a path to your door. That is how the free market is supposed to work. We shouldn't have subsidies for automobiles. Not a single automaker should get them. It is what it is. Anyway, quickly on this story, too. This happened right before Thanksgiving, and I was getting my arms around this story. Again, this was, I'm being honest with everybody right here, this was a grand failure on our part. What I mean by grand failure on our part is that we warned many people about this company, and I don't think they listened. I don't think the overwhelming majority, I never heard from them again. I never heard from them again, and I'm talking about, and it didn't make big news. It's a company out of Tampa, Florida. It was called OptionSellers.com. They had advertisements on TV. They had advertisements on radio, claiming again that they had some magical proprietary formula on how they could make people money. And, of course, they had photographs of very handsome-looking couples with gray hair looking at their computers with smiles on their faces because their portfolios were doing so well with OptionSellers.com. The tagline on their website, which is now dark: stocks are great until they aren't. OptionSellers.com, looking for high net worth investors. They said options, stock options are better. Any options are better, but most make the mistake of buying them. Ah, okay. Well, so we're getting into writing options. That's something that we do at Markowski Investments. Let me tell you what we do not do. We do not put our clients at unlimited risk. Let me tell you how bad this was. These guys were having their clients write naked contracts. What's a naked contract? Well, let's say you write a call contract to buy a certain security, a commodity. Doesn't make any difference. That means you are basically giving somebody the right to buy that item, stock, commodity, whatever, at a certain price. What happens if that item goes through the roof? What happens? You have to make good. Now, if you write a call like that, people often do, we do, to protect people. You actually own the security. So if you're wrong, okay, you don't think the stock's going up, you're up in it. If it does, you're able to fulfill that contract with the securities that you own. These guys didn't do that. They breaching every bit of fiduciary duty I ever heard of. I mean, it is so stupid what they were doing. The CEO of the company actually made a video and he's like all upset, practically crying. You're a moron. How do you do this to your clients? How do you put them at unlimited risk? Let me tell you how bad it was. Is that their clients were so far underwater that their accounts, I'm not making this up, were less than zero. Meaning that they had to send in more money to make good. Not only did they lose hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars, they had to come up with more money. What if they don't? Well, then it goes into collections. Very loud people. We're not here to steer you in the wrong direction. You call up, you email me, you ask for help, you ask for my advice. I'm going to give it to you straight. What you do with that information after the fact, that's up to you. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
The world became a better place because George Bush occupied the White House. He was not considered a skilled speaker, but his deeds were quite eloquent.
Former Secretary of State James Baker fondly recalling former President George H.W. Bush today at a funeral service in Houston. The former 41st President of the United States is currently aboard a train heading to College Station, Texas, where he will be laid to rest next to his wife, Barbara. Search and rescue efforts continue off the coast of Japan, where two U.S. Marine Corps aircraft collided. U.S. Ambassador William Hagerty learned about the crash during an event in Japan.
My heart goes out to the families and the colleagues of the Marines that are involved in this tragedy.
The House and Senate passed a government funding bill to avert a partial government shutdown for at least another 2 weeks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future. how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
It's another tequila sunrise.
Some California music right here. A little, Eagles. What was that movie? It was with that. It was Tequila Sunrise, and Michelle Pfeiffer, Mel Gibson, Kurt Russell, I think. Anyway, welcome back. It is the Watchdog at Wall Street. Always honored to have you tuned and to the program. Another business story here. And this is, I'm going to kind of give people, this is kind of like a peek into my way of thinking, my mind, and how I look at companies and how I look at the world and industry and what's going to happen next. Last weekend, I went to the New York Jets New England Patriots football contest at MetLife Stadium in Jersey. My best friend and gentleman that runs all of our accounting and handles accounting for a lot of our clients, he happened to, I still tease him, but he doesn't care. He happens to have bought season tickets when MetLife opened up. He paid for the seat licenses and all. And from time to time, I'm able to go. Not as much as I'd like because I'm always, well, I got to chase kids around sporting events. But I went out there. And we go into the stadium, game starts, and I'm looking around. And the stadium is about, I would say, 60% full. 60% full with the majority of people in the stands, not Jets fans. Patriots fans. And it wasn't always this way. Wasn't. I go back 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, go to a Jets game, and even if the Jets were bad, the stadium was packed with Jets fans. Forget about the Giants. I grew up, one of my best friends from upstate New York, his father had season tickets to the Giants. Every seat in the old Giants stadium was season ticket. Every single one. Some 30-year waiting list to get them. So I'm looking at this. And I'm saying to myself, this business is changing. It's changing. And I see it with the younger generation. I see it with the younger generation, the business of sports as a whole. And this is the type of things that you have to look for when you're looking at any company. My kid. My eldest son, Steven, he has a bunch of different jerseys of various different players that he likes. Football, basketball. Now, when I was growing up as a kid, I had baseball cards. And I like certain players on other teams. I had respect for them. Now, again, I grew up a Yankee fan. But I happen to like Carl Yastrzemski. I did. But I would never, ever, ever be caught dead wearing a Carl Yastrzemski jersey. Wouldn't happen. Not in a million years. I would never wear anything else but a New York Giants jersey ever. Kids nowadays, they don't care. The business is changing. If you notice, people ask all the time, well, why are they playing all of these games in London? Why are they trying to play games in Mexico City? Well, I'm going to give you a prediction here. I don't know how long it's going to take, but it's going to happen. The NFL is going to be heading towards, and other sports as well, are going to be heading towards a touring model. You know that the New York Yankees are playing the Boston Red Sox in two regular season games in London? The New York Yankees, Boston Red Sox. They have no trouble selling out Yankee Stadium or Fenway Park for contests between the two of those teams. Why do you think they're doing this? At some point in time, and I think it's going to happen with football first, quite honestly, not going to be any New York Jets. Going to be Jets. Not going to be any Detroit Lions. It's just going to be Lions. And they're going to work towards a touring model where teams are going to play in certain cities at certain points of time based upon how good they are. Got to think about it this way. You get 100,000 people. Could you get 100,000 people at a Saints-Chiefs game right now? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe if it's in the right locale. The younger people, the kids out there, they're fans not as much of teams, but of players. And these leagues, I'm telling you right now, they notice this. They even understand this over in Europe. Those preseason soccer games that they play here in the United States, they sell out stadiums, 80, 90,000 people. The game doesn't even count. The soccer leagues want to start playing games over here, regular season games, European teams, because they know that model works. Again, it's how you look at an industry. Are industries able to adapt? You take a look, all of these NFL stadiums and how empty they are. They're going to eventually do something about that. And I'm just telling you what it's going to be. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet three times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
At Budget Blinds, caring is in our DNA. It's the way we do business every day. It starts with exceptional customer service, a process that is centered around you. We listen to you, take the time to find out about your needs, then guide you through a beautiful selection of custom window coverings to find the very best options for you. Our commitment to caring continues throughout our local neighborhoods. We care for our homes and our communities. Budget Blinds supports so many different causes all across North America. We're your local neighborhood experts. We live and work right next to you, and we do it all for you. If that's the kind of personal service you've been waiting for, call and see for yourself. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or find us online at budgetblinds.com. While you're there, find out more about the Budget Blinds commitment to giving back at #BudgetBlindsCares. Each franchise independently owned and operated. Ask for details.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. One thing I forgot to mention, talking about the business of sports, things change. Think about fantasy. Think about fantasy football, how popular that is. I don't get it. Never played it. Not interested at all. I like rooting for a team. But, again, people root for players. They root for players. Anyway. I got it. Do this story quickly. Surprise, surprise. Sears is seeking court approval to pay executives as much as $25 million in annual bonuses while the company struggles to restructure in bankruptcy. What? Yeah, this is kind of how it works. And it is obscene. It's pathetic and obscene. The top executives, get this, could get nearly $1 million each if, follow along, if the company goes out of business. If it remains in business, they could get $500,000. I'm not making this up. They get bigger bonuses if the company goes out of business rather than staying in business. You ask what the logic is behind this? I'll tell you. Well, we're going to need to retain all of this talent to restructure in bankruptcy, and we don't want them to leave, so we got to cut them bigger checks to hang around. Bull poop. Every single time a company goes under like this, goes into bankruptcy, the same crap happens. They fleece it. They suck it dry. And they give it to all of the executives there. Get as much money out of this company as we possibly can before the thing fails. I'm not making this up. I'm making this up. These executives will get paid more if the company goes under. All right, quickly on Facebook here, you've had some comments regards to Facebook. You had the Mark Benioff of Salesforce saying that Facebook is the new cigarettes. Facebook getting yelled and screamed at in Europe in front of a big panel of various different ministers from countries in regards to what they do. I want to explain this to everybody. Again, in case you haven't heard, or in case you don't know, if you use social media, Facebook, Twitter, even Google. You know, it's a search engine, same thing. Instagram. Guess what? What do those companies sell? You. They're selling you. They take your information and they sell it. You are the product. Now you know, in case you didn't already. You are the product. You are being sold. If you don't like it, shut it off. Just that simple. You don't like it? Shut the damn thing off. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Not just the Wall Street establishment. DC, you name it. We're equal opportunity bashers here on the program. It is what it is. One of the big topics over the course of the week, and it's been going on, and we have touched on it here on the program. Immigration caravan hits the border. Oh, no. Pictures going out. They're using tear gas and rubber bullets. And, oh, my God, there's that woman running with kids. Yeah. First and foremost, in case you hadn't heard, Barack did the same thing. I know the idiots in Hollywood, they don't have a clue, but Barack did the same damn thing and nobody cared. I'm going to give you another bit of information right now. Barack Obama was much better on immigration, illegal immigration, than Donald Trump. Yeah, I'm sorry, all you super Trumpsters out there. Again, I give credit where credit is due with Donald Trump all the time, but I am not one of those idiots out there that will follow right behind him blindly off a cliff and praise everything that the guy does. That's stupid. He's done a horrible job on immigration. Why? Take a look at his record. Take a look at the amount of people that are getting into the country. Record numbers under Donald Trump. Record. That's a fact. Now, again, you can say, oh, well, no, he's going to fight the courts and ACLU and all this. Give me a break. Give me a break. He's a commander-in-chief. If he wants to defend our borders, he has the right to do so. Ann Coulter pointed this out this past week. Said Ronald Reagan bombed Libya. Bombed Libya after two U.S. service members were killed in a bomb in a Berlin discotheque. He invaded Grenada over the fact that it was starting to turn Soviet there. Nobody was hurt, but he did it anyway. If Donald Trump wants to, he thinks it's a national security issue, he can defend the damn border. People are getting in left, right, all over the place. Take a look at the pictures this past week. Oh, we're stopping them here, but they're getting in somewhere else. Which again brings me to my next bit of I don't get it. I'm going to file this under I don't get it. I don't get it. I should probably grab that. I got to get a hot button key of Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks in the movie Big, when he didn't understand the building that turned into a robot. And everyone's like, I don't get it. How's it fun? I don't get it. Donald Trump is looking for $5 billion. $5 billion for his border wall. Why? Why? It's only going to build one-fifth of the wall. Now, let's just say the zombie apocalypse comes. And I've got the Markowski compound here, and we got people in. And I got to build a fence around the compound to keep out the walkers. Keep the zombies out. Should I build a wall entirely around the compound, or should I just build one-fifth of the wall? It serves no purpose. It serves absolutely no purpose to build a part of a wall. Well, you know, he's going to get the rest of the money later. Oh, really? With Democrats in Congress, you think he's going to get more money, do you? What have you been smoking? That Vermont's finest? Are you out of your mind? You know what was amazing is that Barack Obama was able to get that god-awful Obamacare passed during a lame duck session of Congress. What have Republicans done since they lost? Anything at all? Trump's tweeting a lot, we know that. Not doing anything. What? They managed to get Obamacare through. A ginormous entitlement program through a lame duck Congress, and what are we doing right now? Nothing. Nothing. And listen, I'm not even a fan of the wall. I'm not. I would use that $5 billion and put it into enforcing laws that we have on the books already, utilizing E-Verify. Oh, you want me to even make it worse here? I'll go after Republicans even more. Yeah. I see, guys, I'm a conservative guy, libertarian. I am. I believe in the Constitution. I can't stand Republicans. I can't. And I'm going, all you people out there that you attend your little dinner dances and your little Republican rallies and you cheer on these people, you're a fool. I'm sorry. I love you. I do. But you're being foolish. They don't care about you. They care about themselves. They do. And you know what I think Republicans have done right now? I think they recognize that they've lost. Because I'm here to tell you, nothing's been done. And Texas and Florida are going to be blue states in my opinion, within the next 10 years. Less than 10 years, they're blue states. After that happens, it's over. Over. You see what Republicans did this past week? They want to, guess what? Triple the amount of H-2B visas that they're going to give out. That's right. We got wages going up for blue-collar workers, more people entering the workforce. Yet, they now want to allow more foreign workers into the country. Why? Well, hey, the lobbyists want them to do it. You think I'm wrong? Look it up. You don't believe me. The lobbyists are demanding this. Big business is demanding this. Here are your Republicans, the GOP, the grand old party, the elephant party, selling you out again. Again. Don't take my word for it. Look this stuff up yourself. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. Saying goodbye to an old friend.
George Bush was a charter member of the greatest generation. His incredible service to our nation and the world are already etched in the marble of time.
Former Secretary of State James Baker at George H.W. Bush's funeral, George P. Bush also eulogized his grandfather.
A place where individuals working alone or in groups can help the condition of their fellow man on a voluntary basis. A bright hope for America he evoked so brilliantly when he spoke of 1,000 points of light.
A train carrying Bush is currently en route to College Station, where Bush will be buried next to his wife, Barbara. A two-week government funding extension is headed to President Trump's desk after passage in the Senate and House today. This averts a partial government shutdown and stocks taking their lumps again. The Dow is down over 400 points. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time, just doing the math. That's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Complimentary cheesecake creates quite the customer chaos. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
It happened at a Cheesecake Factory restaurant in Arlington, Virginia. Things getting out of hand on Wednesday when the restaurant started offering free slices of cheesecake. Police officers were called in to try to make sure a large crowd stayed under control, but one customer started some trouble and was asked to leave, then refused and ended up getting into a struggle with officers. That's when everything broke down. Police say the one person was charged with disorderly conduct. They won't confirm reports that several other arrests were made. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Southwest Airlines plane slid off the runway at Hollywood Burbank Airport, just outside of Los Angeles. The flight landed just after 9 o'clock local time and reportedly hydroplaned on the rain-soaked airstrip. No injuries were reported. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information.